John, a clean sheet, a point, fair result?
Yeah, I thought it was a fair result. I thought first 20 of the second half, I thought, actually, I think we can go on and win this. I thought we controlled it. Momentum, I think it just, there was a turning point just in the right-hand corner where they got a corner, and that just lifted the crowd a bit more. They'd made changes just before that to be a little bit more defensive because we were having a lot of play, a lot of possession. Frank was getting on the ball in that midfield area and causing a few problems, and Andreas looked the threat in the final third. But all in all, yeah, I'd be happy. If you'd have said to me probably on the second week that you'd have 4 points from Wimbledon and Oldham away, then I'd have taken that. Averaging 2 points a game, then we're on track. So really pleased.
Let's talk about the injuries if we can. First of all, Rico landing awkwardly, going off. Erhun with that hip problem, not coming out for the second half. And Flo, I thought I saw him limping as well. What can you, what assessment
on
those three?
Flo's fine. Flo's not limping. Flo's just tired. Okay. Yeah, Flo's a 70, 75 minute at the moment, but obviously it's never perfect. So we've losing E and losing Rico. It's difficult to know that we've only got one sub left. And at this stage of the season, there's going to be tired legs with the minutes that we've played. So Erhun got a knee in the back early on. So I think they did a job on him. He tried to get on, but he stiffened up towards the end of the half. And Rico looks like he's just damaged his shoulder. He had a dislocation at Preston and previously, and I think it's just subluxed a little bit, but it's gone back in, so it's not as bad as the first time, but we're going to have to assess that with a scan on Monday to know exactly what's going on with Rico's shoulder.
So mostly short term, because you made five changes obviously today. Adam Chambers doesn't miss too many games, does he? He wasn't here today. You must be proud of Kinsella and Osborne's performance though, in his place.
Yeah, very proud. I thought they battled really well. Kintz, you always know what you're going to get from Liam. He's such a warrior, and you've got Ozzy next year as well, so I'm really pleased with the performance. They didn't create too much. I know they had the passage where they probably wished they'd probably got the goal the second half, but good defending from us. We've got bodies behind the ball. And away from home, you're going to get that. We won't always be the team to control for 90 minutes, but when you have to dig in and when you have to put a shift in, I thought my lads did that, and credit to them. You can see the team ethos that we've got, and we deserve the point, I think.
Yeah, with that Macris chance with the keeper tipped up, that was your chance, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I thought we were a danger second half. I thought we switched it a little bit more, got it wide and used the width, but I think a point's a fair result, and I think from there, Gaffer as well, he'll agree with that.
I wonder what you might do if Rico Henry lost form or got injured, and it was Jason McCarthy that went to the left side of the four. How do you think he did? He thought he did quite well.
I thought he did really well. And he's one of them. He's a warrior. He'll play anywhere. He just wants to play football. So wherever you put him up front, he'll put a shift in. But you lose a bit of balance. But as you say, when he steps in, he was a threat. He played right back quite a lot with my friend Gareth at Wickham, so he can play full back. He likes to bomb on. And you can see that, so it was good. Obviously we lost the balance a bit, but we've got natural defenders, so wherever you put them, they can do a job for me.
Sum it up for me then, John, first week in permanent charge, the win at Wimbledon, the defeat in the cup, and then a draw here. What do you make of it?
Yeah, good. So yeah, win, loss, draw. So gone through them all, haven't I? So all emotions, I've done it all in the first week, so I've got that out of the way. Hopefully now I can start turning more into wins. So but it's nice to be unbeaten in the league. Of course I'm going to say that, disappointing to be out of the cup, but that's gone. But I'm unbeaten in the league, and I've just said that to the lads. So if we can keep that, and we can keep momentum, and we can push that towards Chesterfield, if they've had a good win today, then that's what it's about away from home. Be difficult to beat and try and create two or three good opportunities, because it's all about clean sheets, and I'm pleased with the clean sheet being a defender.